Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. One of the things that I think is most interesting about our Maryland pantry is the way it supports so many culinary traditions. While I was in Spain this past spring, I had more than one plate of their famous national dish, paella. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, it so happens that one of our creative local chefs has adopted paella to work with Maryland seafood. And may I introduce Chef David Ludwig from Anne Arundel Community College. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So tell us, what is paella?
So paella is a traditional Spanish dish. It's made in a particular pan, a short-sided pan.
Right.
And it's made with a variety of different foods. It's a rice dish, traditionally medium grain, like a bamba rice.
Bamba is the rice people want to get. And it's available. You can do that.
Absolutely.
But I mean, you could work with white long grain rice, maybe?
You could. You want to make sure that your rice doesn't, create that starchy
problem. Sure. Yeah bamba is a good rice though, for sure.
Right. And then, usually seafood's involved.
Uh-huh.
Makes it so great for, our Chesapeake flavors have. We can have shrimp and scallops.
And this is a dish we're going to do on the stovetop, right?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So we'll get this pan, and they can be quite large, but we want something,
right,
we're going to get on the stovetop. One burner, or do you spread it out on a couple burners? How does it?
It depends on the size of your pan.
Yeah.
If you're doing one burner and your pan's a little larger than that, then you just need to make sure you're rotating the pan so that you're getting
good.
That even
cook.
That's
a good point. Right. Yeah. That's a good tip.
Absolutely.
Are we going to throw some other proteins in this?
Absolutely. Rockfish is great.
Oh, why not?
So, I think chunks of rockfish
cut up and
nestled in the rice.
You have to be a little worried about how much you're going to have to stir this before it's completely cooked.
How about crab?
And crab, fantastic addition to this. And again, toward the end of your cooking process, so you don't completely break down.
About how long does it take to cook this rice?
It'll probably take about 10 to 15 minutes, depending on the size that you're doing.
Uh-huh.
So you focus more on the rice and the seasonings to begin with, add in the proteins as you go.
So what are the seasonings? What will we be doing?
Traditionally, saffron is definitely involved.
Sure.
In some regions, turmeric is used.
Okay.
For a Chesapeake, though, we would certainly use, Old Bay.
Yeah.
It goes really well.
Why not?
I mean, I never thought of it, but that would kind of be an interesting addition in a lot of ways,
Yeah.
So that would be fun. And I know that I see people use mussels. Can we do something? Would oysters work here?
Oysters, not so much.
Okay.
They tend to get things a little bit gummy. They kind of don't work that way.
Right.
Mussels are great, though. Clams are great.
Clams,
and I love seeing, the shells, just popping out of the dish. It's very decorative as well.
Those are going to go in a little bit earlier than the fish, right? Because they take a bit of time to get open.
Exactly.
Let me run some other Chesapeake ingredients. Tomatoes?
Sure.
You could cut them up and put them in.
Absolutely.
How about now you're just cutting some corn off the cob and throwing that in?
Yeah, that sounds really good.
That might be fun.
Corn paella, huh?
Yeah, why not? It's a Chesapeake paella.
Chesapeake
I'm not going to suggest peaches, though, or a watermelon. I don't think we'll go there.
But it is a cool dish. It's a one-pan dish, and it's something you can make for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You can get a big pan. And so it's a ton of fun. If you've not tried it, it's something you should do at home.
It's a great party.
It's
a great party.
I agree.
Well, David, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah,
and we'll
great.
Put one of these recipes on our website so people can check it out.
Yeah. Wonderful.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.